Welcome to another edition of Warrior Connection. We get a little bit of nice weather here in Illinois, and we'll find out what's happening. Today we're going to continue our conversation. Denise has been traveling and involved in research projects, medical care, and everything, so we're going to get a total update from Denise. Denise, are you there today?
I sure am, Doug, and glad to be back and with you on the show.
Yeah, you know, we got started a couple weeks ago coming back, and you were so busy with your own medical care and those new research efforts that now we got to spend some time going over all the stuff that you've learned and seen and suggestions and recommendations. So, Denise, it's yours, and I'll just be right here to help you along.
Okay, well, the first thing I want to mention is we do have a Veterans Administration Research Advisory Committee meeting on Gulf War Veterans Illness on September the 29th in Washington, D.C., and it will be held at the headquarters, Department of Veterans Affairs, 810 Vermont Avenue, room 230, which is the big auditorium room. Now, I just want to kind of run through what they're going to be talking about on their agenda. There is a call-in number that I'm going to state twice right now. So on that date, September the 29th, veterans can call in. You won't be able to talk during the presentations. We are trying, I've been trying ever since this started 2002, to get them to do live video webs. But they have not done that yet. We will push them again on that. But you can call in and listen and then wait for the PowerPoints to be posted on their website. So if you, you know, just put VA RAC, RACGWIR, it comes up to their page. Now, the number to call in on that date on September 29th, about 8:45 Eastern Time, is 800-767-1750.
Say that again.
800-767-1750. The access code that you have to plug in when you call that number is 56978, and then the number symbol behind it. So it's 56978 as the access to that conference by phone.
So they're calling 800-767-1750, and then once they get there, push in the code 56978, and then the number symbol.
Right. Let's repeat it one more time. On September the 29th, 800-767-1750. Access code is 56978 with the number symbol behind it. And that starts at about 8:45 Eastern Time. Then they have the introductory remarks by Dr. Stephen Hauser, who is the new chairman. This congressionally directed medical research program will have a briefing from our new person in charge of that program. That is Dr. Christy Liddy. We then have a break, and then Dr. Patrice Galam, who everybody knows or should know, one of the big names in our Gulf War illness research, will be talking about the biomarkers that they're looking for related to metabolics and lipid biomarkers. Like I said, that, you know, we've had studies on the MRI, DT, we've had all the brain diagnostic. We're really gearing in on the biomarkers now that would be easily to test and prove. And so Dr. Patrice Galam is one of those heading that up. So then the next session would be mitochondrial function in veterans with Gulf War illness. Dr. Michael Falvo is following up on his study that was done at East Orange. And that kind of parallels what Dr. Galam has done and Dr. Bronick at the Georgetown. Then Dr. Glenn Wiley will follow up with the fMRI and cognitive fatigue in veterans. That was the second study they had going, where it was actually the Kessler Foundation If you were in that study, went over to another facility and got every kind of brain study on the fMRI done. We have a retiring committee member that they'll, you know, recognize, Dr. Roberta White, who was our scientific director. We'll be retiring. Her time on the committee is up. We don't know who will be replacing her as the scientific director yet. Then we have dietary therapy. Dr. Drew Helmer from East Orange will be talking about that. That is a new, entirely new, so I have no idea where he's going on that, but they have a therapy that they'll be trying. Then update on the VA research that is purely VA. Then a committee discussion and break, and then we have public comment. I will be there. I will coordinate both the in-person and phone comments. And what I have always said is the ones that make the effort to get to D.C. have a first choice on public comment, and then we go to the phone lines and we try to go through as many as we can get in the time that's allowed. You can always email the RAC committee at rac@bu.edu, your public comments, and we encourage you to do that for all the Gulf War vets or a spouse or a family member. Or any other researchers or doctors can do the same thing. It's email them at rac@bu.edu to email your comments in. And so we try to get as many public comments in as we can. We are, again, I've coordinated with another Gulf War vet that wanted to have a march on D.C. Well, we have had to try marches for 25 years. We get small show up. We get small show up at the RAC meeting. I asked him to coordinate it with making a call for everybody to come to D.C. Several meetings ago, we had the biggest number we had gotten was 18 vets to come. So we need more representation there. I'm encouraging people, if you have children that are affected, come and bring your child. It's a one-day meeting, people. We stay at the Highlander Motel, which is the cheapest little motel I could find that's convenient. It's a block and a half, maybe two blocks down to the metro that takes you directly to the VA headquarters. So, and you can park your vehicle and not be charged like you are inside D.C. For parking your vehicle at a motel or a hotel. So it's usually, they give us a special rate, usually about less than $100, okay? About the cheapest you can find in D.C., and I've been up there on and off for 25 years, so it's a little small, older motel. It's clean. They've remodeled their bathrooms. It's clean. Very friendly, family-owned operation. There's restaurants, food places around that we can get to easily. And so we all stay there to try to group together and, you know, get to know each other when we're up there. So that's the Highlander Motel. You can Google that and get their phone number and call in to make a reservation. You're away in advance now. We're not even through the month of August. We're almost there. But if you get and going to do it, you can get an airline ticket if you get on early to get the best rate. Check all your rates and get the best rate. You can also get a Greyhound. Those up in the southeast area of the country can travel in by train at Union Station in D.C. We can even coordinate if you're going to come in to try to get your help to get back over to the motel we stay at. So I am encouraging vets, you've got to show up in town. I encourage you to stay so we can visit at least your U.S. senators and your U.S. reps while you're there. So if you're going to do it, call, get an appointment for the next day or the day before with your senator and representative and have a personal talk to them on the Hill.
I think it's important, Denise, when you're setting up an appointment, for everybody to understand the different individuals that are within the office. You're going to have the primary individuals, an LD or a legislative director, and then they'll have somebody appointed to different areas that you need to talk to. So, I mean, when you're setting up an appointment, you're not necessarily going to get in with the senator or their congressman, but you might be able to get a staff member. And then it's really critical, isn't it, to get to the right staff member?
Yeah, you ask for the one dealing with Veterans Affairs. And, you know, if you do it ahead enough time and talk to the scheduler for the senator or the rep, and you tell them how far you're coming and you're coming in for a meeting of Guffor illness, if you start right now, you should be able to get an appointment and actually meet your senator. Usually the problem is people don't do it ahead of time enough to make that happen, okay? They're going to be busy in the month of September. They've had a month off. They've got all kinds of agenda items that they've got to get through, keep funding going for the government to deal with the nuclear thing with Iran. There's a lot of things on their table right now. But if you call in ahead of time and, you know, write them an email, do both. Write an email and then call them and ask for the scheduler to set up a time. Then follow up with the veteran staffer to have a time with them if nothing else works. We've got to be seen. We've got to be heard. This is the way. And we've dwindled down in D.C. The reason I yell and scream is you've got to get out there. You've got to be seen. If you're homebound, my God, get a newspaper out to interview you. Do a local TV station, a local radio station. We're in an election cycle. And veterans issues have been brought up, CNN, scandal and everything. So the way you get attention is being that squeaky wheel, getting out there. And our issue is far from resolved. And our only way to do it is to be out there, be seen, be heard any way you can. Be organized about it. The other thing, you know, I tell people we've got a good page on Guffor Illnesses page set up by David Blanette. David came all the way from California when we hollered out and had a different advisory committee. He came all the way in and got involved at that time, and he stayed involved. So Guffor Illnesses on Facebook is an excellent way. You can reach me on Facebook, Denise Nichols. You can reach me at dsnurse@aol.com or dsnurse1@yahoo.com. Very easy to remember. And I'll help guide and give you info as much as I can. I have several pages on Facebook on Guffor Illness Research, recruitment, if you're interested, and you should be, to get into these research projects. The ones funded by CDMRP is what, with the help of Bernie Sanders and Representative Kuchinich, we finally got over the CDMRP. We fight for that funding every year. We need all of our vets combined and helping us to get that funding. The VA research, the way that we got to CDMRP is VA research was not doing the job. They were focused on stress for years. So that's how we ended up over at Congressionally Directed Medical Research that's funded through DOD appropriations every year. We're getting good research out of them. There's a couple of therapies that are being tried. Infrared light device over in Boston that you have to go to. Get involved and call them. There's the study that we just recruited and pretty well finished up because we had a time schedule for that, which is the detoxification program, which was talked about in the early 90s at the CDC, if you remember, Doug. We had
about
10 or 12.
Yeah, we talked about that. Maybe can you go in? I mean,
yeah, I'll tell them a little bit about it.
Let's jump.
We had about 10 or 12 approached. I was approached in Denver. I was already involved with environmental health in Dallas at that time. And I was not too happy with the setup that they had here at Denver. It was not close to any major hospital. To have a doctor see you, you had to go up the road a bit. I just had some questions about it. I knew it would probably be good. but I couldn't push it because I wanted it closer to a hospital or, you know, closer to a doctor at least being available besides the person running the program. So it was brought up. There was 10 to 12, I guess, that took advantage of it in the middle 90s when they were approached across the country. We had them come to the CDC. They were very, very positive about their success in the program. We had one of the main people there at that time. And it took until, you know, the last funding cycle for them to put in a proposal and to have it funded. Now, they've also done the World Trade Center First Responders that's been funded, and, you know, they did a study with them doing the same type of program. There's many detox programs out there. This program, you know, the detox movement started way back when with trying to treat drug abuse and get them off drugs and get them into a healthier lifestyle from people in prison, and it helped. This program we had funded initially, I think they were trying to get 50 people. I think they ended up with 20 to 30 in the program just because when it started out and still did not have funding for travel, they were hoping to grab people around Maryland, Virginia, to come in and do it. And that's, you know, I mean, we have bare bones available. We may get $20 million a year, but if we're trying to fund different projects, the main funding goes to the researchers and to doing the studies and doing whatever treatment. And sadly, you know, travel, a place to stay, is not always included. Now, we're trying to work on that so that when they fund something, that they include, you know, the help to get the veterans there. We're trying to, you know, get it dictated through CDMRP that it has to, proposals have to include some way to help the vets get there and take advantage of it. So there was no funding. We went through Veterans Air Compassion and another one that has a website to ask for their help to get people flown up there. They needed at least 2 weeks' notice to be able to work it and get that. This is an organization with some fellow veterans that were with the airline industry trying to help their fellow vets to get air travel to places. We had Missy Phillips, one of our own Gulf War vets, that went up there. I know another person went up there and knew the problem but didn't really take the bull by the handle and go solve the problem. Well, Missy Phillips did. She got up there. She roughed it. She roughed it out many, many nights camping out. But she went and talked to a church who ended up donating a house where they could put five up at a time. She had talked to individual church members. She had talked to the naval bases up there to see if we could get into McDonald's house on the base or to lodging on the base. We had individuals with the church that reached out and said, yeah, I'll take one in. You know, I'll take good care of them and get them back and forth. So it was, you know, reaching out to the church community, getting something going. She tried to reach out to others. They do have a fund that I'll be pushing on every web page I have that you can donate to the project that takes care of the heroes, which are the first responders and veterans, military and veterans. I wasn't too sure. It was going to be a lot of days up there. And since I'd had other help, I kind of pulled back, waiting to see if we could fill the slots with others that had gotten no help. But I did end up going. Multitude of reasons for me to be up in the area during that time period, being that my daughter was taking her bar exam and trying to get moved and resituated where she's got a job for a year. So it was kind of like, okay, you know, if you accept me, I'll go up and I'll fill one of the slots since we're having the battle to get people up there. The main problem was a minimal of 21 days, minimal.
You had 21 days that you're involved in. But I know when I talk to the doctors and everything
and
else, I mean, so many of us are on pain meds and everything else.
Yeah.
That one of the things that we're very clear on is that the individual had to, you know, wean themselves off all of these other additional drugs and medications in order to determine.
They didn't want anybody to come in using pain meds and things like that. So it needed to get off of any of those medications so that, you know, you don't have those in your system. Because if you have those in your system, you're just detoxing those things and not what you're really pushing for of the toxins otherwise. So let me tell you about the program. It is monitored very closely by a man, first name's Joe, Finelli is his last name, and he has been doing these programs for 40-something years. Okay? He's been all over the country setting them up and running them. And he is very experienced with it. He has his adult son helping, has others helping. So that there's constant monitoring when you're going through the program. You're going to be, you know, weighed each day, weighed at the end of the day. You're going to have your blood pressure taken, your pulse taken. You're going to have a little question and answer thing to fill out each day of what you've eaten. They want to push, you know, vegetables, fruits, you know, not the fatty carbohydrates, but fruits, vegetables, you know, fresh produce. And they'll go through, you know, what you've eaten, how you slept the night before. They start you on vitamin supplementation, which is a just good balanced vitamins. You can find those vitamins on Dr. Price's Vitamins on the Internet. You can buy it from them. Okay, so you have vitamin supplementation. You are being monitored. The key ingredients here is they use niacin to help try to circulate and get these toxins and attach the niacin to the toxins. Then you do some basic exercise for 20 to 30 minutes on a treadmill, a bike, other thing that's kind of like stair climbing. You have your choice of those machines. There's three machines. You come in. They mix up your vitamins when you're there so you can take it and take it into the sauna, drink it while you're there, or take it home with you where you're staying. And I usually drank it when I was there, but there's a lot of vitamins in these packages. He has packages from stage 5 all the way down to 1. So there's more and more vitamins that you get into your body. They do magnesium, a magnesium mix that you can also get some of these premixes from Dr. Price's site. Mag calcium. They mix up their own material, which is much better than the ones commercially available. I've always said magnesium will help with your sleep. It definitely does. So you have that to take home with you and drink right before you go to bed. You have some oils that are a blended oil that they provide, which is 3 different oils. Some of the things that we did in Dallas with Dr. Ray, the oils that they use, flaxseed oil, it's a mixture of 3. Then they have some other powder that's helping helping with your digestive system. But the niacin is started at a very low level, and you build up, and you're going to get a flush. You know, everybody gets a flush with the niacin. But they're watching to see how fast that flush goes away. You're probably going to be on each dose for 2 days. You know, if you get some reaction the first day, the second day you're not getting as much. It may vanish. You may get a flush. It may vanish before you even get in the sauna. It may vanish within 30 minutes in the sauna. So you take your niacin right before you get in there and exercise. And then directly from the exercise, you're going into the dry sauna. So that you've got the niacin in your body. It's circulating with the exercise. You know, that gets your circulation going. And then you go into the sauna to pull the stuff out, sweat it out. Sauna's been used with Dr. Ray's program, Environmental Medicine. supplements. All this has been used. The only thing that Dr. Ray was not using was maybe calcium, the mag calcium, and the niacin. Okay. There has been other detox programs, be it Gerson's, is the last name Gerson, G-E-R-S-O-N. You know, so this is not a new thing. I know there was a hit piece done by the Beast online, the Beast, pushing it that it was a Scientologist. Well, hey, they did not do any, what would you say, pushing their beliefs on you. There was none of that. It's all focused on the treatment of how your body's responding. And the niacin, they keep you at the dose the second day, maybe a third day. It's all how your body's responding, what symptoms you are seeing in your own body. So most of the time you're on each of the increases in the niacin dose at least 2 days. You may be on that longer depending on what you, your body does. There was one person I think stayed as long as 58, 59 days. Okay, before you finish the program. You get a medical exam and blood drawn before you start. And at the end of the time in the program, then you come back in 3 months and they're going to do a physical. They're going to do the lab work, again, blood draw. And they use a, you know, a short version of the neuropsychocognitive testing. They want to see if this is helping sleep, pain, and memory. Three big problems in gut four illness: sleep, pain, memory. And
so
it'll be a while for those of us that have done this. We'll be going back up for the short 3 months. Then they'll have time to write all their findings up. They are taking some samples that they really did not include money to do some of the sampling with the blood when it's spun down, but they've maintained those. We are also, when you sit in the sauna and you start sweating, you use white towels they provide. And all of a sudden, you're sweating out and seeing yellow, rust colors come out on these white towels that you sit on or lean against. I had blue colors, too, come out, blue and purple. It doesn't happen every day. All of a sudden, it's there, and you're going, what's that? We're trying to, they allow us to keep those towels. So that if we find a way to test them later, raise some money for that, we can do it and see what was sweated out. We had some that had their skin mouth manifestations came up. Some of these blisters actually ruptured. Now, they didn't think about that happening, so they didn't have sterile Q-tips, you know, cotton to swab it and get a specimen that they can culture out. I ran and got some and said, well, if it happens again, here's some, at least, you know, put it in a very, you know, new package of, Ziploc bag, maintain it that way. So we had some, you know, different things happen. We've had a lot of, I think it was a 24th Infantry over in Desert Storm that had friendly fire. We had quite a few of them come up from all over the country. We've had other people from across the country come. We had a special forces person that lives there in Annapolis that just happened to hear something about it. He came in and got involved. It was a high-ranking NCO, 200 people with the Naval Special Ops teams, okay? And so he went through the program, an educated, very well-educated person. Besides those of us others that I call educated, too. We had one person come in that Joe took as a personal project, very heavy PTSD. I mean, they were hit with a friendly fire incident. I think 8 of their guys were killed from friendly fire. So we had one of their NCOs come in, heavy-duty case of PTSD, his life story. I've got to help him write his life story up and what he experienced going through the VA. It's criminal. It's criminal, okay, what happened with him, as has happened with so many others. But he took the chance. He didn't have a lot of money. He helped fix somebody's motorcycle, get some money. He rode a little bitty motorcycle all the way from Chattanooga to come. And Joe took him on a special case. He wasn't getting much sleep. You know, had to get him weaned off all the medicines that the VA had him on. Any drug use that anybody's had, you know, not prescribed, but unprescribed. So they really worked on him for quite a while. He's just now headed home. And he put in 45 days, I think. But they worked on him for quite a while, at least a week, getting him to get sleep using the mag calcium to get him rested, to get him off everything, to, you know, really get him stabilized somewhat to start the program. And Joe, you know, took him under his wing. I met him the first day he came in. And, yeah, very definitely PTSD had a raw run of luck for the past 25 years. One of those potential 22 a day, okay? That's how bad it was. And I want to get him on the phone to talk. I want to get others on the phone to talk in the following weeks to let them talk to you about this, because there was a hit piece done, online hit piece that has been picked up by a few others talking about Scientology. Scientology didn't do this. Dr. Carpenter out of University of Albany, New York, took it upon himself to finally get a proposal put in the CDMRP. Was finally put through. Okay, we hope that we can get others treated. They do have a fund ongoing for first responders and veterans. So if people contribute to that, we have more of an ability. Not only, we've done this research project now. Those of us that are enrolled will be finishing that. So it's not so much going into the research study, but you can get the same treatment without being in the study.
Hey, Denise, on the treatment, the protocols, you're up there and you're getting the niacin and all the vitamins and everything else, and basically you're doing a niacin flush, and again, getting the fatty tissues and getting everything out of the cellular level.
Yeah.
What else is involved with this beyond that? I mean, you've got the niacin flush, and then you've got the overall diet. Are
well,
they seeing
you've got
any
vitamin supplement that
end?
You're taking every day, okay? And the vitamins you are taking, they, you know, have Dr. Price's vitamins that they're using, vitamin packs that include all the different vitamins, okay? And they have stage 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you're getting more vitamins in your body. You're getting the magnesium at night with a calcium mix, which helps the sleep. I've always said magnesium helps. Because I tried that on my own, just on my own, knowing that magnesium could help the muscles relax, and it helped me, you know. I watched everybody else. I'm staying in touch with them. Everybody that's gone has had some reduction in their pain. They seem to be functioning better. They're sleeping better. I mean, if you get good sleep, you know, that's going to help one heck of a lot. Okay, they're getting, you know, a full good night's sleep without interruption. That's a blessing in itself, much less, you know, feeling better. The memory, I think, you know, you can see from your own testing at the start of the program, even with a short, a short test on the cognition. And they do that test again before you leave and again in 3 months. So we're seeing how long this lasts. But we've had people report anywhere from 15 to 30% reduction on their pain level, besides improving the sleep.
Now, are the individuals, once they complete the niacin flush, are the individuals trying to remain off the previously prescribed meds, or are they going back on them and a combination thereof, or what is the recommendation?
We're trying to, you know, counsel them just to keep up the good practices. A good vitamin supplementation is a continuation. The magnesium, calcium can be used. We're trying to keep them from going back to all the prescription medication, pain meds. to see how they do. Hopefully, we've broken the cycle and feeding the body good supplements. We'll tell, 3 months follow-up at least for the research study. I think, I've put some photos up on my page because they have a lot of awards from the firefighters that went through it that they had scattered around the office. And so the firefighters were appreciative that we're up at the World Trade Center. Feels like it helped them. There's a lot of follow-up to be done. And hopefully we'll get more treatment studies funded like this and get the treatment available for people to at least try. I think it's certainly cheaper than a lot of prescription pain meds and healthier for you. I come back to altitude. And, I always go, I know altitude's hurting me, but right now I can't do anything about that. That's where I live. And so I know altitude's going to affect me, but I'm watching myself to see how I progress. And I have felt some improvement. I'm very cautious, because I'm just the most cautious person seeing any results. Okay, and it's very individualized, Doug. We knew that through environmental medicine down in Dallas. And you go up on the knife, and when you're there, all the way up to 5,000. Okay, so each day you're being monitored. You're going to be on one dose, and they start low. When you get up to around 800, 1,000, you start jumping bigger jumps. Okay, but they're going up slow on you. Then you stay there. We stayed there for a week. They want to get another appointment with the doctor, the physical lab work, the cognitive testing in a week. In that week, you get, oral niacin taking you back down from that high level. Okay, so for 5 to 6 days, you're taking niacin, taking the vitamins, the magnesium, calcium. But they're grading you back down on the knife, and they don't just get you all the way up to 5,000 and drop you, okay? You need to come back down so your system, normalizes. So that's one key part of it, too, is that you continue it for a week. You're nice, and you don't necessarily have to exercise and sit in the sauna, but you're getting the supplements, and you're kind of going back down to a normal level of vitamin supplementation. They start you at the stage 5 and take you down, back down to stage 1. And then they encourage you to get these vitamins or show the vitamins that you've been taking and see what they say about that and whether it matches what they recommend. So you don't have to buy Dr. Price's, but to confer with them with what you've used and if that's going to meet the need on the vitamin supplementation.
Hey, Denise.
And I've always said, look at our vitamin D. We are all deficient. I mean, America's running deficient on vitamin D. But vitamin D is very important. All of our vitamins are very important. And when you're in pain and, living on pain meds or psychotropics, that's going to affect what you eat, to put it bluntly. If you're not feeling good, you're not getting a good supplemental diet with good vitamins. So, it's a basically, taking care of any vitamin deficiencies, using the niacin and the exercise and the sauna to try to flush these toxins out. And it's basically some of the same principles that environmental health uses.
I'm thinking here along, you're getting the niacin and all the other vitamins. I think probably important to understand is we got some that are water soluble, we've got others that are fat soluble.
Right.
We're getting sequestration of these toxins throughout the body in the fatty tissues and in the lymph glands and every place else in the skin, the tissue, and then all the organs. So with the niacin is causing vasodilation, so we're getting tremendous oxygen and blood supply there to cleanse everything out. Is that the idea?
That's one of the ideas. The other idea is a vitamin supplementation, the oils, okay? And let me pull my bottle of it out, because oils can help you too, you know, with lipids and all that. And I know that Dr. Ray used a lot of flaxseed oil when you were going into the sauna. This one's a blend of flaxseed oil, olive oil, organic, and walnut oil. Okay, it's a blending of three of them. It's like 2 tablespoons a day. When you're there, their suggested use on the container is 1 tablespoon. And you take it with your food. The other thing besides the vitamin packets that are, you know, you can go online and look at the ingredients in each of the vitamin packages. It goes up to stage 5 with Dr. Price's vitamin online. The other thing you're taking is also to help with your digestive system and your fats and carbs is there's a package of what they call soy lecithin granules. So they're using that. You take one package a day, mix it with your food or some yogurt. You can mix it with water, but it doesn't dissolve too well. It's better to put it in some yogurt, mix it up, and it's like 1 tablespoon in each of these packages. So they're using the soy lecithin, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N. They're using the vitamin supplementation. And let me just read to you what's on stage 5, and it goes down from stage 5. But you get vitamin A, 50,000 units, vitamin C, 5,000, vitamin D3, 2,000, vitamin E, 2,400, B-complex, 300, B1, 800, calcium, 2,500, magnesium, 1,250. These are in milligrams. You get some iron, 90 milligrams, zinc, 75, iodine, 1.125, magnesium, copper, and potassium. And so their stage 5 is their highest level, okay, and it goes down to stage 1, okay. On the calcium, magnesium, let's see, I'm reaching for my bottle. There is a powder available through Dr. Price, Cal Mag Vitamins. And the main thing is in it is a magnesium, but they do have some vitamins in it also. Okay, you get A, B2, D3, C, magnesium, and some potassium. You get a little lactate, a little phosphate, a little sulfate, a little citrate in the calcium blend and gluconate. On their other powder for that, that they call sleep vites. Again, it's a mixture of some vitamins, and then they have the magnesium. So it's not something I recommend doing on a person's own, just like we wouldn't recommend doing environmental medicine on your own. You know, the Myers formula and things we did, sauna, massage, the oils with the sauna down with Dr. Ray. Okay, this is something that, you know, you should have your physical blood work before, measure how your cognition is and your pain. And the monitoring is very important. It helps you think about what symptoms are you having, what seems to be have popped out when we're flushing this out. You know, everybody, you know, seems to have some of their symptoms come back stronger. So we know it's pulling it out. And then you want to, you know, flush it and get rid of it, you know. That's why you're in the sauna. You exercise.
What else? I mean, you've got a portion of the day where you're getting the IV therapy or getting the vitamins and everything.
Well, it would take about, you know, they said 30 minutes. You know, I was doing 30 minutes of exercise. Some of them had to work up slowly in order to do 30 minutes or even 20. You know, so some of them could exercise for 10 minutes when they started. So your exercise, as you go along, improves. Okay, you're able to do more. I just heard 30 minutes and, you know, up to 30 minutes. Well, I said, I'm going to do 30 minutes. I'm going to make it happen. Then they said, you want to go in the sauna? You can take breaks to come out and drink some of your vitamin solution, take a break if you want to. Well, I would take quick breaks if I had to go to the bathroom or get my vitamin mixture and drink some of it, and I'd go right back in, you know, like limited to 10-minute break I gave myself at the most. Sometimes it was run out and get the vitamin mix and, you know, could bring it into the sauna with me. We also took a electrolyte package that was just basic electrolytes, mix that with water and take that into the sauna with you so that you're not depleting your electrolytes while you're sweating. You're sitting there drinking this stuff to stay hydrated. And it was always with filtered water, you know. Just like in Dallas, they use the spring water. Similar situation of, you know, things that are in the water supply and wherever you live, fluorides and everything else. So I think it's a total system approach. I think it needs to be monitored so that you're being asked questions. How was your sleep last night? Did you wake up? Did you go back to sleep easily? Or were you up like you normally are? Did you have other pains and things coming out? I mean, this is how you monitor how you're responding, because you are pulling these toxins back out. There's no doubt in my mind that environmental medicine and detox is good for us to try to get it out of our system. It should have been started immediately when we came home. We know Dr. Ray, having been a former VA thoracic surgeon, was up there talking to the guy before Principi, Durakovich, or wasn't Durakovich, it was a name that started with a D. You know, he went up there and tried to talk to the VA headquarters and say, hey, you know, they're going to be vitamin depleted. They're in need after, you know, how many days, 6 months, or a year, people were over in the desert and just eating MREs, you know. And being in the heat and the dirt and everything else, he was trying to get the VA to let him train people like he does with physicians from all over the country. They come in for 6 weeks to learn from Dr. Ray, you know?
I know, in our conversations with Bill, I mean, he had explained all this while they were having the run-up for Desert Storm and everything else, so he'd been out there leading the charge to begin with, because he foresaw and everything, predicted what was going to happen, and then it's gone on
exactly.
And happened now.
And he tried to get the VA to let him educate physicians, let the VA do this in place. It didn't happen over and over again. We had him and Dr. Meggs put in a research program, the first CDMRP panel. They initially didn't get chosen, and somebody didn't complete the contracting process, so then they were going to fund him. But repeatedly, they kept asking for more paperwork. And that's when Dr. Meggs finally said, you know, I can try some other things to help vets. So, Denise, I've got to drop this so I can move on, you know, with what he did at, you know, at East Carolina University.
Okay, I got a question, Denise.
The typical medical people are against this. They call them fringe people, medically. They treat them very poorly. They go after them through their state boards and everything else. And it didn't surprise me at all that they did this hit piece with Scientology. I mean, there was, what do you call it, proselytizing? There was none of that. It was all about, you know, getting in there, doing your sauna. And, you know, I would stay in the sauna. You know, they say work up, get there, you know, as long as you can each day. I mean, I was doing 4 hours. So all total, 4 hours, 30 minutes exercise, 30 minutes to check in, taking breaks. You know, I get out of there about, you know, I started with the first group at 9 o'clock. I kept bugging them to start earlier. I'm going, I'm here. Let's go. You know, this is military-trained people. We're here. Get us going. So, you know, it was, you know, half a day. I will tell you when people started.
What's the follow-up now that you've been home? What is happening now that you're home with this program?
Well, wait a minute. Doug, when people started, what I noticed in myself and in others, we were tired. We'd be going back and hitting the bed and taking a nap. We were tired, you know, and you shouldn't be. I mean, it's just like our vets can't work, can't be employed. We can't make it through a full day. We fade very quickly, as I call it. So I noticed that it was kind of hitting everybody when we started. You know, first, I would say the first 10 days at least, everybody was going home and laying down, taking a nap, you know. It got better as they're progressing into the program and they started getting out and going someplace to eat or doing something in the evening for a short time. But, you know, it's been, I went up there July 6th. Now, I ended up staying up there longer because of family type stuff. But I was done, I did it as fast as ever because I was 2 days at each step up. So, you know, about, I think I was done and waiting to get the medical appointment because the doctor had to be there and she had a couple of days off. And then Dr. Grant, who was there to collect the spin down of your blood, had to be there and she had a couple of days off. So I was up waiting longer than a week to get my, you know, physical done. So, this could be done within the VA system, just like Dr. Ray's program. And it would help. I'm not saying it's a cure. I don't think we will find a cure. I'm putting it out there. Don't think we're going to find a cure. But we can find treatment that helps, okay? And more, the CDMRP, we've kind of done the run-through on the neurological studies, unless there's some study comes up. We've done the small scale. It's up to the VA now to fund those people that did that for the larger scale neurological screening test, okay? Then the biomarkers are the next thing that we've got to get to know. Which biomarkers are we looking for? And any of the genetics. Genetics are important to see what's changed, okay? Through the biomarkers and genetics, we'll be able to target drugs better.
We only got a couple minutes left here. You went up there and you spent 3 weeks up there or 4 weeks, but you're up there for a long time besides the other stuff. What kind of follow-up are they doing once you leave the medical facility and you go home?
Yeah. Like I said, they're going to look at the vitamins. That if you already were taking vitamins, they're going to look at that and say, okay, these are due, or you need to find one with higher levels of whatever vitamin. And look at Dr. Price's vitamins kind of as your goal type thing. And it's really cheap, really, when you look at it. It's kind of pennies a day, really, to keep and maintain that. But they're going to bring us back, the ones that went through the research, and in 3 months we get the physical, we get the blood draw, and we go do the neurocognitive testing, okay? And then that's the end of the program. What you do is maintain your own health. And, yeah, you're free to call Joe back and talk to him if you get into problems or have problems come up. But, you know, they've gotten you on a better level to deal with the problems that we have. One of the things I was going to say is this treatment is open. We've got to push and get people to contribute to the funding that they set up and so that we can get more people at least up there for the treatment.
How do you contact them? Denise, you have the contact information?
Yeah, I will put that out on my email, and if anybody wants it, just email me, dsnurse@aol.com. I'll give you the links and all that, you know, to the main website where they have funding. Donations are welcome. And their continuous program for for first responders, whether it was World Trade Center or firemen that get into the hazardous stuff all the time. We know that happens. And for the veterans and military. So to get this treatment available right now, it's through, you know, raising funds and making it available. I mean, they have to keep an emergency fund for, you know, if their sauna goes down, that's a big part of their treatment. You know, getting a sauna fixed can cost $800. So they set aside some emergency funds for that. But being able to provide the treatment and, you know, counsel people of what to do afterwards, you know, that's the key.
So basically to do this program, you have to have your own funding or find funding and get a place to stay and provide your meals and your food.
I will tell you that what they charge people is at least $3,000 if you come in as a civilian. It's going to be $3,000 to $4,000 just for the treatment. Now, if you're with certain doctors that they work with all the time, they try to give those people a break, you know. But, you know, it's just like I pushed Dr. Ray's availability and this program. Anything that will help with your pain level without having to rely on opiates or psychotropic drugs that aren't helping, you know. And, yeah, I'm going to push the healthy aspects, you know, faster every time than being drugged up. I've seen too many drugged up, and it hasn't helped them.
Well, I guess we're about out of time here, Denise. We'll continue next week. We'll figure out some more ideas. Denise, you've got some people you can line up to help contribute information and education, right?
We'll follow up with a show next week on some of the others that went through the program so you can hear from them. And
that sounds really
work.
Good. Okay, thank you very much, Denise, and thank you.
And,
again,
Doug,
the
other thing is in September,
is moving forward,
Doug,
education,
one,
information,
one last
and
thing.
Resources.
We need to have a memorial on Paul Lyon's birthday. His widow has asked us to do a memorial radio program on that.
We need to definitely do that. I'll talk to Tammy.
Okay. So we've got a lot to cover in the next month. On this, but again, the rack number, please put that up on the site for people to call in to get up to DC if they can. And I appreciate the time today. I'm back as your co-host, whatever.
Thank you, Denise, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.